This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A military spokesman in the Democratic Republic of Congo says a river of boiling lava has stopped flowing outside Goma. The volcanic eruption forced thousands to flee to Rwanda. Iran's parliament speaker says international inspectors may no longer access surveillance images of the Islamic Republic's nuclear sites, escalating tensions amid diplomatic efforts in Vienna to save Tehran's atomic accord with world powers. The comments aired by State TV further underscored the narrowing window for the U.S. and others to reach terms with Iran. The Islamic Republic is already enriching and stockpiling uranium at levels far beyond those allowed by the 2015 nuclear deal. China's media says 21 people were killed after hail, freezing rain, and high winds hit runners taking part in a 100-kilometer cross-country mountain range race in China. The extreme weather hit a high-altitude section of the race held in the Yellow River Stone Forest. Among the dead were elite Chinese long-distance runners. Hundreds of masked Hamas fighters brandishing assault rifles have paraded through the streets of Gaza City, and the group's top leader appeared in public for the first time. Saturday's defiant show of strength came on the first full day of a ceasefire that halted the group's war with Israel after 11 days. Also, Egyptian mediators held talks to firm up the truce that ended the fourth Israeli-Hamas war in just over a decade. In the fighting, Israel unleashed hundreds of airstrikes against militant targets in Gaza. For more information, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States says it will expand Haitian eligibility for a humanitarian program that grants deportation relief and work permits to immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries. The plan will cover an estimated 150,000 Haitians already living in the United States. Democrats and pro-immigrant advocates had pressed the Biden administration to make more Haitians living in the country illegally eligible for deportation relief. British health officials say a double dose of COVID-19 vaccine is almost as effective against the fast-spreading variant of the coronavirus first identified in India as it is against Britain's dominant strain. Britain's health minister says the information is groundbreaking, and he is increasingly hopeful that the government will be able to lift more COVID restrictions next month. New coronavirus cases in the U.S. have decreased to rates not seen since June, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The decrease in new coronavirus cases is sparking optimism that vaccination campaigns are stemming both severe COVID-19 cases and the spread of the virus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the seven-day average has dropped below 30,000 cases per day.
The last time the seven-day average of cases per day was this low was June 18, 2020.
The average number of deaths over the last 7 days has also dropped to 552, a rate not seen since July. Health experts credit the rollout of vaccines for the dramatic turnaround. The CDC says more than 60% of people over 18 have received at least one shot, and almost half are fully vaccinated, though they note that's not enough to completely extinguish the virus. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Virgin Galactic has made its first rocket-powered flight from New Mexico to the fringe of space in a manned shuttle, as the company forges toward offering tourist flights to the edge of the Earth's atmosphere. Virgin Galactic announced the firing of VSS Unity's rocket motor Saturday to hurtle the ship and two pilots toward space. British billionaire and Virgin Galactic founder Sir Richard Branson says the flight and landing bring the venture close to commercial flights for tourists. The former director of the BBC has resigned as board chairman of Britain's National Gallery following a report on the public broadcaster's explosive 1995 interview with Princess Diana. The report, published Thursday, heavily criticized Tony Hall for a botched internal inquiry into how its journalist obtained the blockbuster interview. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.